The girls are back in town. Why don't we get a song about being back in town? I'd like to know. And today we're going to be discussing how Thin Lizzy repeatedly and knowingly participated
erased.
In upholding.
I did go on a first date recently with a man, and he said at one point, he was like, it seems like you think about gender a lot. And I was like, yeah, I do. I was like, I guess I do. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I do. We were talking about something and I was like, that's men's business, or like whatever. Just some casual, like, tall stuff comment. And he was like, you think about that a lot, huh?
That's like, so yeah. Funny.
I was like, you might want to think about it more. You're 5'5", okay? Put a little thought into it.
I'm surprised this hasn't come up for you.
It's like, you know, sweetie.
You're 5'5" as a fucking rebuttal. To anything, it works. To anything. Smart stuff. This guy is on a fast track incel after a date with you.
I hope so. I hope I'm sending a couple of them to 4chan.
The depths of fucking pits. Yeah.
Sometimes I do think about that specifically, that I'm like, I am like, I think I am like an incel nightmare where it's like a 6 with a big ego, and she like never uses condoms, and she's evil. Okay. And I'm like, that's me.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome to FOH. I'm Lillian Devane.
I'm Kelly Sullivan.
And this is a service industry podcast. It's been on a unannounced and unofficial hiatus for a long time.
We were shadow banned.
Sorry, the government doesn't want you to know about our fucking stupid lives. No, I mean, I think loyal listeners know I've been in graduate school for an untold amount of fucking eternity. It's over now, thank fucking God. Now we're back. I have time again, you know.
A little bit anyway. The thesis is turned in.
Just to say, the chapter's closed. I don't need to explain myself to, I don't know, the 14 people who still listen to this podcast, but I just want to say that for the last, I guess, like 6 weeks, so I somehow herniated a disc in my back. So I have a full-time job, I have a part-time job at my school, and then I'm finishing my thesis. It happened right when I'm like starting to, in the thick of the work I have to do, right? In both my job got really crazy and my thesis is finishing, and I can't stand up or drive or sleep. So just kind of throwing a fun, my body kind of said, bitch, go to, like, stop, like, all systems stop. and just like, y'all, I didn't know if I was going to make it. I'm not fucking like, I like, when I got to the point where I could like wrench myself into the cab of my truck to like, go get like food, which was like many weeks, I was like, maybe like every day I was like, maybe I'll just let Jesus take the wheel and like crash this truck into an embankment, like, because yeah. I would get an extension, or like I would, you know what,
no,
I mean, like,
of course.
I would have some kind of head injury and they would be like, we're just gonna give her an honorary degree, or like, yeah, or like work would be like a couple extra personal days for Lillian and an honorary degree, and she doesn't have to deal with any of it. You know what I mean?
You're like, I'm gonna go full Terry Schiavo just so they have to confer an honorary degree.
I'm adopting some kids and I'm fucking putting them in my truck and we are driving into a lake.
She's going even crazier.
I'm going Susan. What was her name?
Well, Aunt Diane.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking
backwards.
I'm thinking of the lake.
Yeah, who's the lake driver? I know who you're talking about.
The lake lady.
The lake lady. The lady of the lake.
Anyways, So the thing is, new moms, I get it. Okay. I get the urge.
I get it. Postpartum psychosis, been there.
No, it's fucking psych. And again, I do want to say all of these were my choices. I decided to do all of this to myself. So there's only so much mm-hmm. sympathy one can have for me. But that's why this fucking podcast hasn't happened, is because I was fighting for my life in the dumbest ways possible. And don't do any of the things I've ever done. Just skip it. Scared straight. I'm not a role mm-hmm. model. Like, show this podcast to your daughters or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I'm glad to be back, and thanks for being great podcast audience listeners. We love you. You know, it's been a fucking journey for both of us, you know, all these years.
Yeah. I got chlamydia during that time. I was going through it too. I got chlamydia from my friend James, who's really stupid.
Kelly, I don't think you should say that on the fucking podcast. Jesus Christ.
I literally don't even know his last name, so I can't really reveal too much.
Okay.
No, I do.
Jay. Okay. Initial. It's now initial. Forget everyone. Forget the name you just heard. Jesus Christ. Kelly did get chlamydia, and the journey of you getting chlamydia was a bright spot for me, honestly, and I will say. That was helpful. So in my darkest hours.
I'm so happy. I'm actually so happy to hear that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, mamma mia. It was good. yeah. So back and better than ever. I guess, you know, do we have a service story? Do you have one? What's happening? I in and out of restaurants. I feel like something really crazy happened to me, and just give me a moment to recall it. But if you have one,
take your time.
Oh yeah, I definitely have one. Yep, got it.
I
can
work has been. Oh, you have one.
I do, but I go through this.
Oh no, this process. Work's been good. I think I'm. At I had gotten to a place of
yes, a place
like
of yes.
Such a low place that I had become zen, like where I was just like, everything runs out all the time, no way of preventing that.
Yeah,
and then it
yeah.
was like, all right, you need to like set some reminders in your phone do your job, and you know, like when like you have to manage people, and when they complain about stuff, you can't just be like, mahalo. Like, so
Hakuna Matata, babe. What?
It's been a journey back to my job, and like remembering that I have to do it. People get mad at me and I get mm-hmm. in trouble.
Yeah.
But I am doing a happy hour event tomorrow, and we've got spring cocktails going live.
Amazing.
On
killing it.
Right after the eclipse, actually. And I've already got a couple of them worked out. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling re-energized. And so work is good.
Okay. Thumbs up on work.
Thumbs up on work.
I had... So, like I said, I hadn't left my crypt in... Truly, because I physically could not. But yeah. A friend was visiting the town I live in and was like, oh, do you want to get a drink? I said, absolutely. Let me be a good host in this godforsaken place I live. No disrespect. Mm-hmm. And so this food cart that I like, that actually this food cart, and I, Kelly, I got to get right with my own. This guy fucked me, not fucked me, but like professionally fucked me in like a really egregious way. I didn't even tell you about this. Egregiously fucked me over the summer.
Okay.
And I forgave and I forgot. You know what I mean? Like I was like, right. I am the new me forgets when somebody fucks me.
And it sounds like you forgot. It does sound like you forgot. You're using the tone of okay. of Amelia Bedelia, a little absent-minded Nelly.
Someone who's strapping their kids into the fucking backseat of a minivan about to fucking go down the New Jersey Turnpike.
And, yeah.
Anyways. But the food is good, which is why I forgave. So this cart has since become a restaurant. And okay.
What kind of food is it, may I?
That's, who cares? Nobody listens to this podcast anymore. It's like small town.
Okay, don't tell me.
It's fine.
I just wanted to set the scene in my mind, but I can imagine.
Imagine.
I'm gonna imagine dips. I'm gonna imagine like some hummus, some labna.
Great, perfect. That's a great cover. Great. So. Opened a restaurant. I was like, wow, that was really fast. I didn't even hear about this, but I don't have my finger on the pulse anymore. So whatever. I've been in a crypt. I'm meeting this person who like, we like know each other, but like, we haven't like really hung out. So like, you know, you're always like, okay, I'm trying to like create an environment that's like not super crazy because like, I want it to be easy when you're like meeting a friend. Although there's no place in Eugene, Oregon that I could have taken anybody ever where I don't have to either apologize or like give a long preamble to the experience. Mm-hmm. Anyways, show up to this place. I'm like, the food's really good. This might be chaotic. It's a new restaurant. Go in, this poor woman, it's like an old house, which is already like alarm bells are going off. Like, you know, like any restaurant that's like in a house, I'm like, okay, this house is not a home. Like some, like there's shit that has not been cleansed.
You know what
space.
I always like is, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, when a restaurant is in an old bank is always like the funniest.
That is, I was in one, it shuttered finally. I was like in clink, 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 like it should never have opened. Like
so funny. Done. Something about specifically the structure of a bank and how they like, translate it to restaurant is actually truly kills me every time.
You feel
but
like you're
yeah,
playing
so I know what you mean.
Believe.
In, like, in the incongruent building is like.
I'm like, we're play acting that like we have to pretend we're in a restaurant, we're at home. Like it's just very
right. Like the Fisher Price in the back.
Yes,
like what's going on?
So Fisher Price. So and the woman, this poor well, whatever. I don't really have that much sympathy for her. But anyways, she was
she also made her decision.
She really did. And it's Friday and I know it's gonna be busy, so I go in with an open heart and clear eyes. And I was like, hey, I'm like waiting for a friend, kind of checking out how this works. She's like, well, it's counter service. And then you take like your, you know, little fucking number and you have a seat and whatever. Here are the seats available. It's like freezing cold outside. There's some seats outside. I was like, cool, not doing that. It's busy. I don't see an open table. I'm like, I'm just going to chill and wait for my friend to arrive. Yep. Check out the menu. Great. I got it. We order first. Then we sit down. Great. My friend comes. I tell him the deal. I was like, oh, a table just opened up over there. Maybe let's grab it and then we'll get in line. Whatever.
Right.
I put, literally hook my tiny bag
right
on the chair. And this woman screams at me from across the house, the hearth.
She's like, hey, Nosferatu.
Frankenstein's monster, please. Report to the hearth, to the fucking fireplace. She's like, you cannot save tables. It's first come, first serve. It's counter service only. And I was like, yes, so sorry. I didn't realize that the order of operations would be to order food, not knowing if I have a fucking seat. And then
right.
Go
also,
find
like it
a
is pretty normal,
table.
Especially like two people. Like you could sit, they could get in line and order. Like, do you both have to be mandated all members of
like,
the party order? Like,
what's
going on?
What the fuck is going on? I was like, yeah, no problem. Fucking, you got me there. Like, whoopsies! Totally scream at me. Absolutely the best hospitality I've ever had. Then I was like, I guess we'll just sit at this bar where like we don't. And like, what? Just to say. Absolutely insane, the whole thing. But I'm also like on top of it. An And also, like, sorry, have you ever been to a place where counter service, where you can't just fucking put your fucking shit down in a fucking table? That's how it works. Like,
of course.
What the fuck are you talking about? Anyways, then, and I'm trying to be like a normal person here, not absolutely lose my fucking mind at this place. Then, in addition to all of this, it's like, okay, now no one's getting me a water. Like, I'm sitting at the bar. I have to get my own fucking water. God forbid I want a second glass of wine. I have to get up, go put in a fucking order at the counter. Also, like, now it's on a fucking iPad and I have to split it with someone. It's just like the whole thing is a fucking nightmare. I hate restaurants right now. Sorry to say, most restaurants, the QR codes and the fucking, I'm just like, can we just sit down and someone comes up to me and takes my fucking order? Like, can we just do that again? Like, what is going on? I hate it.
Also, like, yeah, part of the simple joy of counter service is that you kind of like abdicate responsibility for the dining room.
Right.
Like as a worker. And so you're like, if you want to sit at a dirty table, you sit at a dirty table. If you want to grab a chair and someone says you can take the chair, you grab the chair. You said some, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to drag like two tables together, you drag two. Like it's like,
yeah,
part of what's nice as a worker in a counter service place is that you're just like, okay, like do whatever you want. In the restaurant, right. You have to be like kind of supervising everyone and being like, no, actually, like, if you need another napkin, like, just go ahead and ask me. Like, don't take it off the table next to you. No, thank totally. You.
It's like, you cannot have it both ways. Be, like, micromanaging. Like, it's just stressful for everybody. Like, it's so right. stressful. And it's, you just don't want to pay people to do this job. But, like, then I fucking suffer. And somehow then I also have to pay fucking tip for me getting yelled at. Like, it's like, the that fuck is so wrong crazy. With you? Anyways. By far the worst experience I've had in a while. And I like, because I was in excruciating pain, I couldn't get it up enough to like really be a bitch.
Right.
And so everybody was very lucky that day. But yeah, I just like don't go out to eat here because everything sucks. So anyways.
Yeah, I hate when I forget to be a bitch. I've had a couple of them recently where I've just like walked away from an experience and then been like, oh man, like I could have been like so much ruder about that.
And it's a missed opportunity for your skills. I have to say,
like, I'm not someone who's like, you know what, like I was, you know, that was actually like really, I handled that gracefully. Like, I don't really want to handle things gracefully. I want people to know they're bothering me.
They should know.
For example, I went to a protest recently. Everyone in New York knows it rains every weekend now. That's kind of our lives.
Yeah.
This was a protest. Obviously, it's bucketing down rain. It's at Washington Square Park. And then they're like, well, now we're on the move. We're going to start marching. I was like, unfortunately, not me.
Yeah.
Because I'm stupid and I don't have like any rain gear. So I wore cowboy boots and a windbreaker. Not sufficient.
Yeah.
And didn't bring an umbrella because I had a sign and I was like, it's more important to hold the sign.
Sure.
Also not smart. And so my friend and I leave the protest, walk over to a bakery. My friend's protest sign is wrapped in plastic. It's very nice. So she's holding it and it says, you know, whatever, from the river to the sea, whatever it says. We get to a little coffee shop bakery thing. And there's no room because it's really, really rainy besides everything else. So like everyone who's in there is not leaving.
Right.
So we're kind of standing like kind of like by the trash area. Like it's a coffee shop bakery. So they just have like, you know, where you put your like used dishes and whatever. Like, so we're kind of standing by the used dishes, like trash area. And my friend's sign, she just kind of like props it up.
Yeah.
And then this guy walks over and is like, is that your sign? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, oh, it's not the bakery's. And we were like, no. And he was like, yeah, I just didn't know if I would have to like boycott this place in the future. And we were both like, oh, I don't know. Like we were just, it was like so confusing. And we were like already standing in the trash, like literally on top of trash. And so I think we were both just like, what?
Yeah. Hey.
And so we were both kind of like, huh? Like, it was such a confusing interaction that, like, neither of us really reacted.
Yes.
And like, which I'm sure was disappointing to him because you obviously do that looking for a fight.
Correct.
And then he like walked away, obviously, because like, what else can you say besides like, no, debate me.
Yeah.
And then we both were just like, wait, what? And then like literally 30 seconds later, we're like, oh, he was mad because he's a Zionist. Like, we had to like put it together. And then we were both like, oh, we got to go fucking yell at that guy. Like literally so stunned into silence because we like did not understand. And then I was like, oh, I really regret like my mind not working quickly enough.
Sucks. Really missed opportunity.
Sucks.
Yeah. That guy's still alive to this day because you didn't. Yeah. Yeah. Make it click fast enough. It's such a waste. I understand.
So disappointing. It's so disappointing when you just miss your opportunity, either because you are controlling yourself or you don't want to embarrass the person you're with, or you're just genuinely too empty-headed to like understand what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I mean,
all of these things are disappointing.
It's true. I mean, honestly, like I do think I've damaged my mind, body, and spirit to such an extent that I'm like, will I ever have an honest thought or feeling again? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you will. You're going to Crater Lake. You're going to get some air.
Thank you. Some mountain breeze.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Yeah. RIP to our quick wit, but you know, we still have a podcast. So
We still have a podcast. For good reason.
So we thought we'd come back with a real New York City bang. I don't know.
Ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from multiple headlines. This one has layers, folks. Call it an onion, because there's a lot going on here. Coming to you live, first reported from the New York Times by Joseph Bernstein, How to Win Friends and Hustle People, about a shady character in the world of high-profile restaurants in New York City. Yeah. Kind of my perfect and most favorite kind of story.
Honestly, I was just saying this before we started recording to Lillian. I was like, this really hit at the wrong time. Like, I think we're all kind of like past the grifter moment, and even the like degradation in infrastructure in the last 5 years has made it so that like grifting is no longer fun for anyone, because it's just like everything sucks so much.
Yeah.
Even compared to 2019, like everything just sucks so much, and everything is poor quality. Boeings are falling out of the sky. Everyone's like, so no one wants to hear about like someone stealing, like it sounds like it adds up to $2 million.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because this was a very thoroughly reported piece and I thought had a lot of panache. So
agree. Well done.
It's a darn shame.
It is a darn shame. Although I think this has legs. I don't think we've heard the last.
Oh, we certainly haven't. We certainly have not. Although superiority, so this guy, kind of how it was broken, kind of the major aspect was this man, who I don't have the article open on my phone. His name is Ashwin
Deshmukh.
His connection to Superiority Burger, because I guess there were several lawsuits filed against Superiority Burger, including one from the construction company that I guess built out the restaurant, that basically like some through some legal blah, 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 they could take a lien on the building that Superiority Burger rents the store from.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that was kind of how it was broken, his connection to Superiority Burger. Now, since then, Superiority Burger has parted ways with this guy, sent a letter to all of their investors that they're going to have an internal audit of their expenses, make sure he didn't steal any money, which he'd done to other businesses, not just grifting, but actively cooking the books.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, hopefully for them, they've kind of wash their hands of him. But even in this article, Jeans, the like clubstaurant.
Jeans. God. Yeah.
was seemingly that guy was still kind of like, yeah, he's fine. So he'll be back. I do believe he'll be back.
Oh, he'll be back big time. And yeah. So, I mean, I think, so this guy had his hand in so many, like, you know, of these like buzzy places, but also like individuals too, right? Like who were kind of, like yeah, he started with just like a guy. Like
the funniest thing to me is like he did larger cons, but the most straightforward of which were just that he would just go to someone like I'm going to Lillian and I'm saying, you know, my friend is actually opening this great space in the West Village. And if you give me $100,000, you can be like a 2% owner and own some equity in the business and, you know, whatever. And then Lillian cuts me the check and then I just go, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Nothing. Bye-bye. Do nothing with it. And then also like hit them talking to all these rich people. And some of them openly said like, yeah, I gave him a couple $1,000 to invest and honestly like didn't think about it. I'm too rich. Like it took me years to realize that he had swindled me. They were like, what? I don't know what became of that money. It's like, oh, well, I do.
Like, right. Yeah.
Like I do. He just like went to dinner sometimes. He bought shoes.
Yeah, he paid his rent in New York City.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. But also, so like, okay. So this guy, remember, see, the days of the hipster grifter, I mean, truly, I need to reread that because that is, yeah, best of all time. Of Anna Delvey, we love, right? And it's this is like hitting a strange place for me too because like, I don't give a shit about any owners of restaurants, obviously, or like a random guy who can just like give someone 10 grand and then like not think about it again.
It's also like classic reportage of the New York Times to be like, and some of these people that he hit, they weren't so well off and they had just bought a house and gave him $20,000 to invest and he just took their money. And it's like, yeah, so having $20,000 and owning a house isn't relatable to me. So, like, to me, that person is well off. Like, yeah. It's just the demographic that's reading.
Oh, no, imagine of course, demographic. Of course. No, hilarious. Of course. Yeah, I mean, the thing that I do wish that this person was a little more. I want more from him. I want more. Right. I want more from Ash. Because everyone's like, he was just like a charismatic dude. I'm like, what else?
Well, also I was like, okay, but someone else in the article literally said sometimes it smells like he hasn't showered for days. So I was like, you have to be really charismatic to clear that hurdle.
No, totally. They're like, I was taken aback by when he said he worked with international investors because he always had French fries and like stripper
coming fucking, out of his pocket.
Disgusting, slobby little asshole. It's like, whoa, okay, what is going on? Yeah, so I would like to hear a little more of a profile on this gentleman because I'm intrigued.
I need more.
And we do have a listener who was in our DMs and said that they were about to work with this person and then didn't. So if you had contact and can give us any insight into the mind of Mencia, as it were, please reach out.
And he was fluffy. You know what I mean? He's fat.
Yeah. Also interesting is that Joseph Bernstein tweeted, I don't know if you saw this, that he said, interesting, on the same day my story about the alleged serial scamming of Superiority Burger partner Ashwin Deshmukh landed, Superiority Burger released thousands of dollars in back pay, like back tips to employees. So something else is going on here.
Very interesting.
The day that came out and I screenshot, like he posted the the message from the two owners. It's from Cheryl Brooks and Ashwin, this letter. And it's like, we discovered that these tips were not being recorded in regular payroll, yada, yada, yada. A total of 9,000 something, something in tips are owed to employees. And like, we apologize for the error and the delay in your tips. We're so I don't know. And
you discovered that, did ya?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Really interesting coincidence. Also, yeah, and you were at Friends and Family, so, you know, you're practically in the inner circle, Kelly, you know?
That's true. Let me hit up Brooks.
Yeah, something, you know, I know they don't serve meat at Superiority, but something stinks. Something's rotten.
Something's rotten.
Okay.
It's just so funny when, I mean, obviously I understand from a liability standpoint, you can't just be like, sorry, we were stealing your tips. But being a manager as I am now, the way that we do tips, like the way that we record tips is just literally like, you just print out the report from the POS system.
Yeah.
And that just says, this is how much was entered in tips today.
Yeah.
And then we just have a spreadsheet from Google Sheets.
Yeah.
And you just put in the amount that the report said. Like, there's no, like, any discrepancy is intentional. You know what I mean? Like, there's no discrepancy unless it was found out that, like, there was a computational error in the, like, algorithm that Square is using.
Sure. It seems like they're blaming this on some kind of third-party app or something like that, which I don't really understand either, but, like, I'm sure, like, it's intentionally.
Come on. It's just not, it's like, I understand why you can't just be like, listen, we needed this money. Like, this money had to go to something else to keep the lights on, and so it seemed worthwhile to just steal your tips and then do this and pay it back later. Like, we borrowed the money from you, essentially. Sorry about that. I understand why you can't say that as a business owner, but it's like, it is. Just
I know.
The way that business owners think that, like, that they're doing something that is so out of reach, and so they can just lie about what happens. It's like, what you've just described is not possible.
Yeah, I actually know how it works. So
so what you've just described is not possible. So, like, okay, like, let's just, like, you're not an alchemist, so you cannot tell me that, like, I just don't understand, like, kind of how this sequence of events unfolded. Like, that's lead, this is gold, let's move on.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, I don't know. And these, like,
which is why I love simply the straightforwardness of just being like, yeah, give me money to invest.
No, totally.
No pyramid scheme, no Bernie Madoff, just literally
how about I have some money of yours? And then when I get caught, I'm kind of like,
when I get caught, my dad pays it.
Yeah. So ideal. I mean, I fucking wish.
So ideal.
Who among us? I know. And this, like, oh, and did you see that there's even a Caroline Calloway link?
Oh, yeah. He comped her whole birthday party.
And she had nothing but nice things to say about him, which is just like,
of course.
Perfect. Perfect.
She was like, I thought it was a very classy move, or, like, whatever she said.
It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. And then, like, the thing that's also interesting is, like, and I think this is sort of, like, it's not like he didn't have, and I don't think of this as a real skill, but, like, talent, and then, like, he did do some successful networking promotion for Williamsburg Pizza, ? A place I'd never been in my life. Like, I don't know, like, the hype around.
That's good.
Like, in the East, I don't know. It's just not something that comes to mind when I'm like, let me go to a cool pizza place, but whatever. But, like, that was, you know, apparently the owner was really happy with it. He successfully, like, there were celebrity, like, he did, and I'm not saying, like, you gotta hand it to him, but, like, it's interesting to me when you have, like, some ability, and your ability, because you are some level of a cluster B personality disorder is that you can manipulate people. And I envy that, because you can manipulate people and move up and network in a way without any regard for what happens to them.
It's a classic tale of like, yeah, you could have just, I mean, I guess it's just that you don't want to get a job, which I totally understand, but it's like, you could have just made
done this.
You could get a job. This is a job.
Yeah,
what you're doing is a job.
You can be fucking celeb.
Like, amazing. Again, like one of the bigger grifts is he pitched an ad campaign to Oatly.
Yes.
They gave him a contract. Then he was working with another guy. He like deputized another guy. And then he said like, oh, we're going to work with presumably like, certain graphic designers or photographers or like, you know, whatever, however you're launching this ad campaign. I don't know, because I personally hate Oatly's ads so much.
No,
any direction
they could have gone in would have been way better. Yeah.
And then the guy he kind of deputized to like help him run this campaign or putting together this campaign reached out to the artists, the models, whoever. And it was just, again, he had just straight up never contacted. Like it's such a good grift, because it's just, it's like in the article, they say he's kind of like Adam Sandler's character in Uncut Gems. But I was like, he's not. Yeah. Because it's like if Adam Sandler just wasn't just
not motivated.
Like it's not.
It's not drive. It's not driving him. Like
it's also because it's like, and so he just like, he's just taking the money. He's not like. Like there's there's no calculation. There's no, if I hit this bet, then I can bet that money and multiply. Like he's not multiplying the money, which is interesting. He's just getting.
It's like once he has the clout, and once he has the like the clout and the money, then he just.
So he like gets this ad campaign from Oatly, or like this contract to do this ad campaign, and then he just delivers nothing to them.
It's so cool,
and
because
that's it.
It's like $200,000 to land this or whatever, which I was like, shouldn't it be more? But anyways, and then, yeah. And they said like when it came time when they were like getting like kind of worried, they're like, we haven't gotten any like deliverables from this guy. Like what's going on? And then he just like, I guess just sent them screenshots of his old presentation, like his pitch, which I'm like fucking hard relate. Like, it's like, you're caught like, oh,
super
fuck.
Relatable.
I have, and this is, I kind of went
it's,
back
it's
to
very,
the drawing
it's giving
where my
sending
original.
The annotated bibliography. Like, it's like, where's the paper? Well, here's my annotated bibliography. Kate, not what we asked for, but you know, I love where your head's at.
It's like when my thesis advisor was like, so how's chapter 3 coming? And I'm like, it's so good. I actually went back and kind of did a full narrative of my place within the project. I kind of wrote a couple pages on that. And so that really helped me kind of center myself within the narrative larger of my thesis. She's like, okay. And so like, where is the other thing though?
Loved kind of like loving the sort like, of
love
David Foster Wallace footnote kind of here's where I'm at triangulating myself. Loving that actually.
Oh
wow, Slay Queen, but I would love
to kind of
chapter 3.
See.
No, that's what I think is like part of what's interesting about this grift is like, as far as it goes, you know, personality disorder notwithstanding, it's seemingly not pathological, which a lot of grifters are seemingly pathological.
Yeah.
In terms of like Caroline Calloway, obviously a pathological person.
100%.
Anna Delvey, even to a certain extent, like you can tell, like she's kind of falling for her own lie and she like, needs to be making Soho House or like whatever the fuck, like she needs to feel that she is working on this project. So like she needs to engage in her, she has Munchausen and she has like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like she's going nuts. And like two now is like, no, I was never a grifter. I was doing it. Like, it's like, but his is so straightforward that it's seemingly not pathological. It's just like, oh cool. I just got a big check. That's awesome. And then just walks away. Like, oh, sick.
You know, maybe this is all just a symptom of graduating college during the recession.
Yeah.
I mean, let's tie it back to that. You know, I think this, we can, like, put a lot of the blame on that instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wish him... I don't know.
I wish him?
I wish him.
I wish him.
I don't know what I wish for him. I want more, and I think we will get it, because this, I think there's people who, this, there's other ripples to this that we have not gotten.
I also will say, again, for these rich people because he's not humiliating them in any particular way, I think rich people will keep giving him money. You know what I mean? Like, I think that is the thing about, like, someone like Madoff humiliated the entire financial sector because he was not only supposed to be this great investment banker, his hedge fund was rated at the top of profitability as really well protected. You know what I mean? Like, it got all the AAA, whatever you can get. I don't even know. And so it was like, if you reveal that all of these protections, these consumer protections,
it's all a lie, it's all
a farce, so that's why they had to send me off to jail.
That's why they had to have his son kill him. Just kidding.
That's why they had to have Michelle Pfeiffer and, you know, Bobby De Niro. Okay, they're erasing the Jewish man.
My god. Yeah,
I know. So yeah, but I think this man is not humiliating anyone because it is such a, it's like, I trusted someone, they proved to be untrustworthy. But then again, he did get a lot of likes on Instagram. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? I don't even see him being ostracized from these places that he's part of.
You want to bring it back to gender? Okay, Martha Stewart went to prison.
Why the fuck not?
Martha Stewart went to prison.
You think a girl could do that?
Carolyn Calloway, you know what I mean? Anna Delvey went to prison. And where's the sentence for this gentleman? He's right back at it. Right. He's hanging out at Ray's.
You think a girl could come around stinky as all hell saying, give me $100,000?
You know, women have to grift just as hard as men do, but do it in heels. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
women have to buy so much dry shampoo just to be grifters.
Really though, I mean that, ugh. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it now. My second career. Anyways, yeah, I mean, God bless. And if you are a past or current employee of Superiority Burger,
reach out.
Please, we would love to hear what the fuck's going on. What's the chit chat about the tip situation?
What's the word on the street?
Do people buy this situation, this gift card, whatever the fuck it is? Let us know. I feel like there was a story that was like, we will be updating you all. It's like, I don't know when, I don't remember what we were talking about, but
that we said we would update.
Yeah, I mean, I know that mean that when we say that, but
I hope no one takes that seriously. Wait, I have to be right back.
Okay. Kelly, we're taking a quick break here.
Okay. So sorry.
That's okay. I found out the name of the woman who killed her kids in the.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, so, Susan Smith.
Susan Smith. You were right there. You were right there. Anyways. What were follow-ups on that?
Oh, I think we were just talking about, this was so long ago, but the She-Wolf won their union election.
Yeah.
Exciting. That's so true. And the folks at Nighthawk also won their union election, which is very exciting.
And Starbucks is bargaining with the baristas.
Oh yeah, buddy, they are. Imagine you're me and then you get the news that Starbucks said they would bargain with the union you work for and you're like tight. So that's not going to be like extra work, right? For me right now or what is that?
You're like, they're probably going to be like super accommodating.
It's going to be
just like kind of like it's probably like the baristas just kind of say what they want and Starbucks says, "Yeah, right?"
And I think that's like the work of getting like a representative delegate from every single unionized Starbucks store to go to the bargaining table, like that's not going to be hard for me to do. And also, it's not going to be difficult to kind of like arrange and train 400 baristas on like Robert's rules in time for April when we're bargaining with a giant corporation. That
should
is
be totally
like
easy.
Very should fucking be totally chill. Easy. I'm basically on vacation.
You should deputize. There's a girl who comes up in my FYP a lot who works for Starbucks but hates it, or did work for Starbucks and hated it. Okay. Can't tell if she still works there or not.
Yeah.
But just have her record a couple vids.
Great.
Reach out to her.
I'll get on. I'll reach out.
She's always like, they're just so funny because they're so specific to Starbucks. It's just like simply not about food service. It's so specific. And a lot of it is, you know, illegal labor practices that Starbucks does. But it's just, it's a very funny way to try to become like an influencer, because I'm like, pretty limited reach, I would say.
Well, maybe, maybe not for long.
Right.
Yeah, but it's very exciting, but yeah, fucking nutty. We'll see what happens. It's happening so quickly. I don't, I'm surprised and excited, but
it's going to be great.
Thank God I don't have to learn Robert's rules. I don't ever want to have to. Fuck that,
fuck
man.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Anyways, patrons, we've got stuff coming for you after all these years.
As a reminder to patrons, we are only producing at the $5 tier for now, which we'll just going to be looking like we'll give you what we feel like giving you. So if you are paying more than that, if you're at the $10 tier, you can either stay at that tier out of the goodness of your heart or drop down to $5 with the understanding that you'll just be getting
an episode and
an episode. Maybe sometimes we'll send out a newsletter, but it'll be for everyone. But I thought we could change everyone to five. They're not letting that fucking
fly. We had a genius idea that we said we would do and before we looked into it. So
right. And then they were like, no, you can't just change what you charge people. They have to like agree to it. And it's like a whole thing. And so anyway, just to say, if you want to keep paying $10, thank you so much. That's so sweet. But don't be feeling like you're getting ripped off, because you're not going to be getting what it said, what the contract is.
And we'll change. Yeah. I mean, look, we've got to revamp. We're in a new moment of this podcast. We're going to be getting out regular stuff again, but you know, it's, I've been, can you get off my fucking back?
Some eclipses coming, the energy.
Yeah. The energy's shifting. And if you're pissed, you got charged and because we said you wouldn't, I'm sorry. And we can refund you. Just send me a message, but don't be mean about it, please. Cause I'm extremely delicate right now.
Yeah, we can Venmo you or we can send you some other thing.
Should we do like celebratory? We should like do something fun.
Yeah, we can do something fun. Well, I still have some like some silk screens and stuff. I could print some stuff.
We'll do some, I don't know.
I could print some t-shirts. I could silk screen some t-shirts. I told Lillian this and she laughed at me, but okay. I've been doing some adorable watercolor paintings lately.
I didn't. Okay, you texted me that, so I couldn't have laughed at you because
I heard it. No, I heard it ringing in my ears. Because I had an idea for a beverage watercolor project, so maybe I'll give that to you guys.
What are the subjects of these watercolors, if I may ask?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of. I've been doing a little bit of everything, but I've been painting some cocktails that are, and they turn out cute.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Mostly because I tried to paint like a, I was like, oh, I should probably learn about like light and shadow if I'm going to be painting. And so I was like, let me paint like a scene of two people sitting facing each other and like what is going on. Like, and I was like, it'll just be a sketch. It won't be, it looks very bad.
Yeah. This do a couple oranges in a bowl.
Oranges in a bowl, I think, is more my speed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe more cartoon. You know what I mean? I think cartoons would be fine for me for where I'm at right now.
Sure. Little, go to, and then you'll comic. Start going to some figure drawing sessions.
God, I started. I recommended this fucking graphic novel. I read it. Not my thing.
What was it?
It's about a girl who's suicidal.
Okay. Well, we don't need any more stories like that, okay?
No. No.
Okay, I lived it. All right?
I lived it. I don't need this. I was like, why would you think I would enjoy this?
Here's a little pick-me-up after, your life.
Right, after your whole shit.
Oh, my God. And also, listeners, I'm not suicidal. I only wanted to drive my truck into a fucking bank because I just, like, didn't want to do my work. So, like, that's over now. So, nobody reach out. Don't be reaching out.
No, she and Ash have a lot in common. They just don't want to do work. They're just doing other stuff instead.
I want to do too much work. It's a sickness.
In Lillian's case, it's making 8 Yelp personalities so she can bombard this one counter service restaurant.
I tell you, I am fucking done, Kelly. I'm fucking done with this guy. It's fool me twice. It's like,
yeah, no, fool me twice,
like,
for real.
Literally, like, fuck off.
For real.
Okay. And we have not dated whatsoever. I'm not even like that. What you're hearing is not coming from a personal. I'm just saying, if you think it's like personal, it's not personal. It's personal because you fucked with my job, and that's why it's personal. It's nothing more than that.
Oh my god!
I just wanted
me
fucking
showing up late to work, blaming the L train, and then being like, "And to clarify, I have not fucked the fucking commissioner." Of the Metropolitan Transit Authority? I'm just annoyed. Look, why would the L train be down on a weekend?
It's a small town. Everyone's in my business already. I do not need anything else on my fucking plate, okay? Anyways.
I hear you.
All right. Well, listeners, we love you. We missed you. Thanks for listening. And yeah, become a patron if you want. It's going to be fun again. Make Patreon fun again. And support us.
We're going to do cool stuff.
We're going to do cool stuff. It's really true. I hope you have a great week.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.